Namaskar. Hello and welcome to P Guru's channel. I'm your host, Sri Iyer. Monday mornings, 10 a.m. is Delhi R. Rajagopalan time. Let's welcome Delhi R. Rajagopalanji. Rajagopalanji, Namaskar and welcome to P Guru's channel. How are you, sir?
Namaskar, sir. Namaskar, sir. Namaskar, sir. Fine, sir. Very well. Very well. Today we come to discuss about the explosion and also bomb shelling and whatever happening inside Congress is a greatest news of the day, sir. All of them are resigning. Khatam ho gaya Congress. Ekdam finished ho gaya. For Gujarat, Delhi, Punjab, everyone khatam finished. I have very angry on Congress, sir, because a responsible opposition party which should lead the country to diminish the importance of BJP, and they are having one-sided argument. Rahul Gandhi is a prop show, and he is creating a today. What is happening in Arvinder Lauli has resigned, sir. Pratap Singh Bajwa is resigning, sir. What is happening inside Congress? We must discuss it here, sir.
We'll do, sir. Let's start with our prayer song, sir.
Yeah, sure. But I got the emotional and I got the anxiety. Excited,
sir. It's okay, sir. This is all political games. These people know what they are doing, so don't worry about it. We'll watch it. We want a strong opposition. That is the game. For a good democracy, you need a strong opposition. That is what is getting weakened right now. Yes, completely agreed, sir.
My apologies for my outburst. For the prosperity and also the best of health of P Guru viewers, hundreds and thousands of viewers, do contact me and do express their solidarity with our prayers, especially Mr. Sri Iyer and me have been expressing our views strongly for the prosperity of our viewers. Vasudeva Sudam Devam Kamcha Janura Mardhanam Devaki Paramanandam Krishnam Vande Jagadgurum. Like that, it goes. It's the Krishnashtakam. This is a composition of few stanzas on Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna. Like that it goes. And moreover, Vasudeva Sudam Devam Kamcha Chaunura Madhanam Devaki Paramanandam Krishnam Vande Jagadgurum. Vande Jagadgurum. So the way in which our forefathers, our ancient script writers have said, Vande Jagannamadam, Vande Guru Paramparam, like that, everything is Vande, Vande, Vande. That is why Vande Bharat, Vande Mataram, like that. When our India got freedom, the Constitution of India has Ram's picture. Ramaya, Ramabhadraya, Ramachandraya, Vedase, Raghunathaya, Nathaya, Shritaya, Pada is inscribed in that constitution. So no one can dispute that Vishnu Sahasranama was also in the minds of huge amount of our forefathers who wrote the constitution, including Mr. M. Anandasayan Ambedkar, Baba Rao Ambedkar, like that. So we prayed, and for the prosperity of our P Guru viewers, now we start our show, sir.
Absolutely, sir. So first let's play the teaser and then we will jump into what is happening in Congress, because I'm not sure the teaser captures all the latest developments that happened in the last few hours, sir. Let's first start with the teaser.
as usual, very, very nice composition of music, sir. Thanks to Dr. Kale.
Thank you, sir. Now let's start with the first thing. What is happening in Congress, sir?
Exploding. Congress is revolting. The elections for Delhi polls, 7 seats which elect to Lok Sabha in 2024, is exploding. Congress, sir, such much care, sir. Congress khatam ho chuka, sir. Congress is finished, Mr. Iyer. The Congress party, which I covered for more than 40 years from the days of Kamalapati Tripathi and, whatnot, me and Gadgil used to be there, sir. Lot of people have gone into that history of Congress making. Vasant Sate, Abdul Rahman Antule, Kamaraj, when he was president, and we see Subramanian. We can't, ignore their participation. Nijalingappa. Oh, what else? Even Indira Gandhi, Madam Indira Gandhi, though she split in 1960. Today, Congress is in the hands of urban Naxals, as Prime Minister has very plainly. Today, the Congress, at least 6 states, Congress chiefs have resigned. 3 of them have come out openly. 3 of them will come out openly soon. And with that, Congress is, saying about inheritance tax, internal problems, and one-sided argument of appeasing one particular community, tushtikaran karra. That is why my Prime Minister Narendra Modi gets agitated when he speaks about the Congress manifesto. And very, very interesting, now we go to the main subject. Arvind Singh Lawli, the Congress chief of Delhi Pradesh, has resigned, and he quoted that we should not have given ticket to Mr. Kanhaiya Kumar, the urban Naxal. He mentioned in his 7-page letters at least. He was in Bharatiya Janata Party. Last year he joined, and Mallikarjun Kharge, Rahul Gandhi gave him an exalted position. And today, Mr. Sandeep Dixit, Hare Bhagwan, all of them have gone very Ajay Makan. They are all resigning, sir, one by one by one, just before elections. And what will happen to Aam Aadmi Party? One side, Sunita Kejriwal, wife of Arvind Kejriwal, has come to publicity and also to seeking electoral voters. What is stooping to lowest level of political, in New Delhi? You can't imagine, sir. Very sorry to say that. Congress is dead in North India, especially the Rahul Gandhi flop show. He speaks irrelevant. And to add more mirchi to masala, whatever that, adding fuel to the fire, is all with, lot of internal churning has taken place before they drafted the manifesto, camouflaging certain words. And, one writer of that manifesto has resigned. Gaurav, he has left and he joined. And he told me that this is the handiwork of Mr. P. Chidambaram, the tall Congress leader who has written this manifesto. Gaurav Vallabh, he's a very articulate person. He's a lecturer in Jharkhand, Jamshedpur area. And he has been helping Congress. Hey, what is happening in Congress? This blood is boiling, Mr. Iyer. Now we will go to the teaser, sir. And
yes,
tomorrow,
indeed.
Punjab Congress chief is likely to resign, sir. That is Pratap Singh Bajwa. And where is Aam Aadmi Party? One is in jail, the leader is in jail, and his wife is campaigning. Congress is splitting. Rahul Gandhi does not bother about it. The candidates for Amethi and Raebareli have not been announced. And even if Mr. Rahul Gandhi, the Lawli timed it in such a way that Rahul Gandhi's candidature was to be announced, he is resigning from Delhi, the heart of the central politics. What will happen to Mr. Mallikarjun Kharge? He will run away from the scenario, sir, because he cannot tolerate. Dr. Manmohan Singh was a puppet under Sonia Gandhi. Now, Mr. Rahul Gandhi is doing a puppeteering on this old man called Mallikarjun Kharge. He will resign. That is what Karnataka people are telling me, sir. Very, very interesting things are happening inside the Congress. Congress is like a soda bottle is going out.
Let's take a quick look at our deck now. We have about 12 slides, sir. So we'll have to go through 1 minute or 1.5 minutes per slide. Muslims are voting en bloc for the opposition. Why Muslims did not come to street is a concern. So poor voting a cause of concern too. Sir, two things here. One is that the Muslim mindset is still anti-BJP. Second thing is, not many are coming out to vote. The not many coming out to vote could itself be a message, isn't it?
That is a message. That is a implicit message for the opposition, for the ruling party both, and for the Hindus also. It's right time. India is, you know, in a way, Congress has projected Muslim even in the minority. 8 times the minority word has come in the Congress manifesto. They instigated Tushtikaran, unhone to kiya hai, not BJP. And Prime Minister used the opportunity. Suddenly, and second thing, sir, my understanding, first wave is Tamil Nadu. There was small practices in the polling. Election Commission is answerable to the public. They cannot, you know, wish away that, because 1 lakh voters in Coimbatore have not cast that. My sister in Chennai, she did not, she got slip when she went to the electoral booth. Illa, where it evaporated. Day before yesterday, 3 days before the polling, it was there. So the Election Commission is answerable to, sir, poor voting for two reasons, sir. One, BJP was so much of complacent that they will come to power. So workers have not moved to the street. Now, second, Congress is also instigating voters with that inheritance tax. That is, hell with that Congress. We won't go and vote. In between, the Muslims did not take it to the streets and they are quietly voting against BJP. Will that help Congress? No. My answer is no. It will not help Congress. Either way, the squeezed persons, the sweet community is Muslim community. It's high time someone should take responsibility and lead the, you know, the minority section. Ignore the Congress advice, though they are instigating it. Yesterday, Mr. Narendra Modi spoke very well in Bengaluru, in Hubali, saying that Rahul Gandhi speaks only for Hindu Rajas. Why he has forgotten Tipu Sultan and Aurangzeb's? So, there is a deep-rooted thing for electoral participation in India. It's very worrisome. If state first is not giving 70 to 75% voting, you take it from me, sir, everything will drop down. Everything will drop down. Equal to the percentage of voting, equal number of seats will also drop. Apki baar, charso ki paar, the famous say. That also gone viral because BJP workers went silent. They thought that Narendra Modi to hai jitega. Woh ek person bichara kidhar kidhar ja raha hai, kidhar kidhar kar raha hai. So Muslims are voting in bloc for the opposition. That's the truth of the story. Another four faces, five faces are there. BJP workers, BJP leaders, wake up to the situation.
Sir, one question regarding Tamil Nadu elections. Is the Election Commission going to do something about it, sir? What does the little body tell you?
There are complaints, even ADMK, DMK, Congress, Annamalai, all of them have complaints, sir. But the Election Commission is sleeping. Mr. Rajiv Kumar, the Chief Election Commissioner, lakhs and lakhs P Guru viewers request you, and we debate on that. Mr. Rajiv Kumar, if you don't hold re-poll in Tamil Nadu in select areas, you will be shirking away your responsibility as a chief election commissioner, and you will be failing your duty. You are not true to the, you know, your oath of office as you took before the President of India and before the Constitution.
Sir, someone on our channel mentioned that if Seshan was the election commissioner, he would have immediately acted on what happened in Coimbatore. In fact, he would have made sure that such things would not have happened. Anyway, so this is just wishing for something. I don't want to draw comparisons. At the same time, Mr. Rishi Kumar needs to do his job. It appears that 1 lakh from the president of the party in Tamil Nadu is not something like a casual allegation. It's a very serious allegation. I know, sir, entire neighborhoods, people could not vote, sir. Forget about, you know, individuals. They have done, I don't know who has done the mischief. At the same
And Annamalai, who has been an IPS officer, seen work for behind the scenes 3 elections in Karnataka. He himself was an officer, you know, Indian Police Service officer, oversaw the electioneering. He knows what is what. Rajiv Kumar, the Chief Election Commissioner, may not know certain things, but the way in which the silence by the Election Commission is something rattling many in Democratic viewers. And the Sagu, the Satyavrata Sagu, the Chief Electoral Officer in Tamil Nadu, is behaving like a DMK stooge, which is, you know, totally unwarranted. And he is responsible for two things. Until the elections are conducted, he is answerable to the CEC. The annual confidence record will be written by the CEC. Whereas he is in Tamil Nadu as an IAS officer. Therefore, he is doing dual responsibility. But he has strict, deviating from his responsibility. We must pinpoint only on his conduct in this, because all the political parties are questioning his integrity.
Sir, a word on the street is that the previous Tamil Nadu election commissioner was much stricter than this person. This is the word on the street. I'm merely saying on the word on the street. What Sahu has done or not done, how come a Tamil Nadu cadre person got, you know, nominated as the election commissioner? A lot of questions here. I hope the Chief Election Commissioner takes cognizance of this. These are all serious allegations. And you need to answer. Why are you
on the
why top are of you? This, you have halwa in your mouth or what? Nobody's opening their mouth.
One has to talk about that. Mr. Iyer, more than that, the Chief Election Commissioner is responsible. We did not pinpoint on Mishagu. He may be pro-DMK, pro-ADMK, pro-Annamalai, pro, but he's not pro-democracy. But why the three election commissioners are silent? For EVM, they all did hoo-ha-ha, hoo-ha-ha, like that. But for not voting, dropping in vote, two faces, sir, not one or two. If third face on November, May 7th is also going to this way, democracy will have a testing time, sir. Litmus test on democracy will definitely come out. We go to the other slide, sir. We will be devoted
yes.
more
time. Next one, please. Inheritance tax care. Sir, what is this? A few Indian companies are slowly shifting overseas. What have you heard, sir, on the street?
This is a major scoop. My getting inputs from the industrial houses, because as we record our story for Monday morning, I am in Mumbai. I met three top leaders of industry. They are all worried with the Congress manifesto. One industrialist told me, who is very, very reputed person, he said he got a call from the former finance minister. I don't want to tell the name of the former finance minister. This inheritance tax will, you know, ensure aap logon ko to khat khadi ho jayega. Like that, you know, he said to have threatened that industrialist. So things are not good for Congress. The inheritance tax, as you know, said by Mr. Great Sam Petroda, has gone viral in India, sir. Inheritance tax cap. You have two or three top business houses are slowly shifting to overseas. Either they are going to Vietnam or they are going to other places. Inheritance tax and confusing Congress manifesto concerns are for the top industrialists. Slowly. And that is why today Mr. Amit Shah has come out very clearly. We will not bring inheritance tax. We will oppose it. Very categorically, he said, it's all to stop this type of wavering mentality those who are having in industry, because they have lakhs of crores of rupees, sir. They don't want to spread it to bloody this Congress. I don't want to use a very strong term. Fools.
Next one, please. Supreme Court says vested interest groups undermining India's progress. Judge expresses doubts about ADR bona fide. What is ADR bona fide, sir? Can you explain it to our viewers?
Leftist organization. Democratic Rights. What is that association of democracy? It's a fraudulent organization. Though they have done research on certain things, but it is George Soros is paying that. That is what certain intelligence reports are in India. It is being spread in some newspapers. That is why the Chief Justice, the bench took umbrage on that. One judge very categorically said, vested interest groups are undermining India's progress. Sir, he said it on, sir. It is worth reading the judgment, three-member judgment, and they dumped this idea. Sir, whatever you say, another 10 days later, they will come out in some other form. The local government in Tamil Nadu, DMK, has filed a case in Chennai High Court against the CVM. Now, what are they going to do? Will they combine? Will the club? DMK will be taught a lesson by the voters and also by the Supreme Court judge, because he used very, very strong word. I took one paragraph. That is why we concentrated on Western interest group undermining India's progress. He has written in black and white terms. Nowadays, judges are, you know, openly attacking the opposition. So I'm very happy about that. This Prasanth Bhushan's and also Yogendra Yadav's in India, especially two or three top media men also doing jalra to that type of theories of Prasanth Bhushan. They are urban Naxans. What Prime Minister says is absolutely correct. And Prime Minister welcomed the three judge on the EVM. He welcomed the judgment.
Thank you, sir. Next one, please. Collapse of Delhi administration. 3,000 files pending with Chief Minister, other ministers, says BJP. BJP resorts to baseless lies to mislead people, says AAP. So this is all Sunita Kejriwal saying this?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And in Sunita Kejriwal's Shish Mahal, the dream house, glass house, 165 crore rupees, Ajay Makan leveled the charge that the house was built. 18 rooms are there. 200 air conditioners in 18 rooms. Even toilet has an air conditioner. So he lives like a Maharaja. And in his house, 3,000 files are pending with Mr. Arvind Kejriwal's residence. But the chief minister is in jail. You can't take certain secret files to jail, because whatever inmate of the jail would see, the rubber stamp of the jail, the superintendent of jail authority will be there. Therefore, they don't want to take the secret files. Mr. Vivek Saxena, Vinay Saxena of Delhi Lieutenant Governor, has asked all the 3,000 files. Today, that is the latest news. Delhi is burning. Delhi, there is no administration in Delhi. On May 4th, if Mr. Arvind Kejriwal does not get a bail, he has to resign. He cannot do this hanky-panky for more than 45 days. He can't remain in Delhi. He is not Senthil Balaji, a minister, but he's a chief minister. And his own two colleagues are in the adjacent room in the Tihar jail. That is Manish Sisodia and Satyendra Jain. What is happening, sir? And they are twisting the law. And the courts are coming very heavily on them. On Delhi High Court said it is not your personal property. You can do this. And the enforcement director says, Aam Aadmi Party is the manipulator and manured the entire money of the liquor scam. And they want to put the blame on Aam Aadmi Party. Enforcement director. That is why judges are not giving relief to the those who are in jail of Aam Aadmi Party. So there is a collapse in Delhi administration. That is the point which Mr. Shri Iyer and Raju Gopalan would like to enlighten the viewers. Delhi is burning.
Yes, sir. And this is one way of doing corruption on GST itself, in my opinion. And I think the same problem Tamil Nadu also has done in sand mining. So whatever is happening here, I think it is going to be copy-paste in case of Tamil Nadu also. So let's wait and see how it goes. Next one, please.
In the same way, this is what I was wanting to say. Yeah. International drug trafficking case, enforcement directorate teams up with US officials raid drug smugglers' home in Jharkhand. And the same Jharkhand dealer is pinpointing towards Tamil Nadu. Tamil Nadu kingpin linked to Uttarakhand smuggler. Only ED can report or ED can enlighten us, sir. This is the scoop which I got. International drug trafficking case. And ED is in touch with US officials. They are helping us. Because in Tamil Nadu, the smuggler has gone to New Zealand and also to Australia. Via Dubai, via Abu Dhabi, like that. So, via Kenya, via Namibia. What is the international racket, sir? Or why a regional party head with a tag office being a model government representing that political party, he cannot be doing this. And very soon we will have a very interesting story from ED, sir.
Sir, Delhi mayoral polls. Now the mayor polls have been put off because he cannot appoint presiding officer without the CM's inputs. Again, this is paralysis, sir. Problem. Yeah, government paralysis. Yeah.
And it is high time Sita, the Sangeeta Kejriwal should be given to the chief minister.
Sunita Kejriwal.
Sunita, whatever that, sir. Mrs. Kejriwal should be there because Delhi people are laughing at it. Arvind Kejriwal in jail and the other John is dancing. I am very sure in one or two parliament conferences, Aam Aadmi Party may lose deposits. Such an anger is there against the Aam Aadmi Party among the Delhi voters, sir.
Next one, please. Balyan Irani tag team. Sanjeev Balyan will camp in Amethi for the next few weeks after a marathon election campaign in Muzaffar Nagar. Sir, Balyan is in charge of Amethi Lok Sabha.
Yeah, he was in 2019, sir. Please, please. 2019, he was the main person. And second thing, Mr. Balyan is the architect of bringing Jayant Chaudhary towards NDA, sir. He's a very scheming person. And Balyan is a very, very, very articulate gentleman. He is considered to be too close to Mr. Amit Shah, sir. That is why he has been made in charge of Amethi. Amethi and this P Guru viewers may see Juicy Bus. We are introducing a new chapter, one or two lines like that, because whatever I pick up from some political sources and from highly placed sources, I want to give, this is a very important bus. And Smriti Rani has instructed 3 assembly constituencies to Balyan, where Gujars, other communities are there. He's coordinating that, sir. And next still, the Balyan may go, but Rahul Gandhi is yet to go to Amethi, sir. Whether he's going to contest from there is a million-dollar question in Indian politics. The Wayanad election is also over.
What is the buzz about Wayanad, sir? How did Rahul Gandhi do in Wayanad?
Well, he will either win or lose with 50,000 or 1 lakh votes, sir. This Ani Raja, wife of D. Raja, has done extremely good job. And Surendran, the BJP candidate, also gone from each village to village. There is an awareness that Mr. Rahul Gandhi did not do anything. Sir, the fallout of this election, 2024, I'm more worried, sir. India Alliance is already dead. But after the polls, it will further be buried or cremated. Because these differences between CPM and Congress, CPI and Congress, if it explodes, what will happen to them, sir? If Congress goes down in his strength in Lok Sabha below 30, suppose if DMK gets 30 or Mamata Banerjee get 30, all of them will put together and dump Congress like anything, sir. These 2 regional parties. Already they are number 1 and 2. So Congress may go below the tally of 30. That is the impression what election analysts are revealing and the many television shows also, sir.
Next one, please. How CJI is using AI-oriented justice? WhatsApp service, case info, everything is available on WhatsApp, looks like.
Yeah, hats off to Mr. Chief Justice Chandrachud. He has brought artificial intelligence in full play, full force in disseminating certain judgments. He translates that AI tool with the help of Sundar Pichai and other electronic platforms. He has done simultaneous translation in Tamil, Telugu, Kannada, Malayalam, like that. And almost all the 2,452, whatever that number, I don't know, around 2,500 senior advocates get very next moment what is the transcript of the AI on their WhatsApp. That is a new pattern Mr. Chandrachud has introduced, and it's a welcome step, sir. And that is why the speedy justice may happen. That is our juicy bus too.
Next one, please. Go ahead, sir.
Now, we have already described about Sunita Agarwal to lead AUB campaign, Arvind Kejriwal in jail, wife gets major role in AUB election campaign, Sunita Kejriwal will take off Steve's message to all the masses. She meets Mr. Kejriwal in jail. And Mr. Kejriwal alone knows where the money are pocketed. Not pocketed, not pickpocketed, where they are placed in Delhi. Certain areas are there. Certain residences are there. The enforcement directorate know about it. But Sunita Agarwal is being tipped off by her husband to go to this place, XYZ place, that street, this street, where you will get a lot of, electoral money. You can spend it. That type of legwork. The effective handling of electioneering is failing in Aam Aadmi Party. I repeat it, Aam Aadmi Party may lose deposit in one or two parliament constituencies. Because the real kingpin in the liquor gate, according to Delhi High Court, is Mr. Arvind Kejriwal. He is a mastermind. And he rushed to Varanasi in 2014 to contest against Narendra Modi. And he is the person who told Mr. Narendra Modi, you are a psychopath. What is happening today? He is under jail. And the illustration by P. Guru team put Mr. Arvind Kejriwal behind the bars.
Next one, please. Foot in mouth disease. Inheritance tax. We already talked about it, sir.
One union minister told me very interesting things, sir. Very, very interesting things, sir. No, we go by whether we get 400 aapke baar 400 ke baar aur aapke baar 450 ke baar pata nahi hai, lekin we know aapke baar the congress ka 30 ke niche. And foot in mouth disease, now Mr. Sam Petroda has opened his mouth. We are waiting for Manish Ankarer and others to open the mouth. Modi invokes Indira era to attack inheritance. We covered it. Rajiv Gandhi scrapped inheritance tax to claim the Indira Gandhi's wealth. Narendra Modi has said it in a public platform. PM Modi, the new attack on Congress amid the raging debate on the distribution of wealth. Sir, nook and corner of India, sir. Yogi Adityanath is brandishing this image of Narendra Modi in a different way. But he's also saying, आपको तो राम मंदिर आ गया, हम लोग तो राम मंदिर दिया, आपको वोट नहीं, कांग्रेस को वोट करोगे, यू विल नॉट गेट योर हाउस. आपको एक नरेंद्र मोदी ने कितना मकान दिया, सारा सरकार ले लेगी वापस, कांग्रेस को आ जाएगा, नॉट ओनली राम मंदिर का डिस्ट्रीब्यूट करेगा, उसको नजर राम मंदिर के ऊपर है करके ही स्विटिंग. मिस्टर योगी आदित्यनाथ इज सेइंग इफ कांग्रेस कम्स टू पावर दे विल इंश्योर दैट Ram Mandir further construction will be stalled. Unko property uthane mein rahega because of inheritance tax. In Uttar Pradesh and Bihar, that inheritance tax has gone deep into that. That's why Narendra Modi, in his public address, aapko Mangal Sutra chinega, aapko your Tali in Tamil, whatever they say, the Mangal Sutra, that will be snatched away by Congress. Narendra Modi is extremely cautious in when he says, but he openly threatened Congress. This is going negative of Congress in North Indian Hindi belt, sir.
So just for the sake of data, if you look at that inheritance tax, that used to be called estate tax. The estate tax was scrapped in February 1985, and the scrap date was backdated to 1st October 1984. That means, yes, after 1st October, it was effective retrospectively. That is very unusual. Second thing is, we should also keep in mind that Mrs. Gandhi was assassinated on the 31st of October 1984. So there is grounds for what the Prime Minister is saying, sir.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes, yes. You illustrated the same point in your one chat show. I heard that. And second thing, during that time, sir, I was closely following Mr. Rahul Gandhi, thanks to G. Parsadi and Manish Ankarer as information advisors in PMO. Mr. Rahul Gandhi, from 10th Janpath, from 7th Race Course Road, he used to take his own Range Rover, a car, to house car site in Delhi to Priyadarshini Farm. That Priyadarshini Farm is the farm of Madam Indira Gandhi. That is stretching today 1200 crores. Can Rahul Gandhi distribute that 1200 crores along with the National Herald loot to the public those who are in, instead of charity, should start from your home. You distribute that 1200 crores first, Priyadarshini form. That is why that case was withdrawn. What you explained is Prime Minister will make it public in another public meeting, sir, wait and see, public rally. This aspect.
Yes, that's the scoop. Next one. Federal voices in national politics. 28 state parties face an existential crisis. Sir, go ahead, sir.
The CPI is also facing internal problems. They are not getting 4% of votes. And that is why Rahul Gandhi's Khilaf Madam Mani Raja is contesting, so that she gets the voters' hype. And moreover, MDMK, DMDK, what Vidudhalai Sirithai Katchigal, like that in Tamil Nadu, there are three or four political parties. And moreover, BSP at the All India level, SP at the Uttar Pradesh level. These are all 28 parties face an existential crisis because they did not get 4% vote in the 2019 poll. And if they get dropped in 2024, there is a formula in Election Commission, they will send a notice. Already DMK, DK and MDMK are in such type of notices. Further 28 parties will be having. That is why, sir, compare these 28 parties with the low percentage of votes, and Congress is doing this mischief. In overall, if you connect the dots, I see a foreign power, especially George Soros and Chinese hand in this type of 2024 electioneering, sir.
Thank you, sir. Next one, please. And that brings us to a close of today's session. Viewers, thank you for your support. Please always like, share and subscribe to our channel. And thank you, Rajagopalanji. We'll see you again next Monday, 10 o'clock sharp. Namaskar.
Thank you.